Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 23 April 2024. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. We're going to bring up a guest I have on every couple months. Y'all, if you've been listening any time at all, you know who Daniel Brigman is, new man of food. We're going to talk about that, but other things also. And, of course, tonight, as always, phone lines will be open. We'd love to hear from you. Folks, please don't think that we don't like to hear your opinions and questions, because we do. If folks like you all weren't out there to help us, we would not be here. Yeah, we offer products for sale on the radio. We have to pay the bills. Strauss heart drops, all kinds of different things we have here. Vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash, all that's here. A lot of different books and teachings. My books are still available. I offer right now a something that you need, a copy of The Read, to understand the integrity and the educational levels of people back in late 1800s compared to today. It's called The Gettysburg, The Confederate Gettysburg Address by Pastor Gerald O. And you have to read it. I read it 3 or 4 times, and I had to look up some words to find out what they meant, because they didn't speak English like we do today. They spoke a language far more educated than we were. But it's a piece that you got to hear from a Southerner's point of view of what happened. And after you read this man's speech, and also included what this article is going to be, the interesting facts of the income tax. Once you read about the fall of the states' rights in 1865, what happened, and this speech was made in 1871 when the Constitution became a corporational document, not organic. After that, we started bringing all kinds of unconstitutional, unbiblical, and immoral laws. This all ties together. It's a 25-page report, a donation of $10 get it to him. Folks, that is not making any money, believe me. It cost us $5 to mail a 4x6 booklet. $5. So, no, we're not making anything off of this. We're just trying to pay the bills and break even and let you see what our nation has lost before you and I were ever born, what we lost. But it's available, folks. $10. You can call and order it at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Of course, the teaching that I just offered, finished up a couple weeks ago, entitled American Prophecy. We're going to offer that through the month, and I'm going to shut up about it. It is, prophecy-wise, the most important teaching that I've ever had the honor of bringing. America and Prophecy. Once you understand who we are, you're going to understand what's happening in Europe, why we're punching the bear in the nose and pulling the tiger's tail. You understand more what's happening in the Middle East. It's all in prophecy, and America is all through it. 3-hour teaching. And on top of the teaching, we'll give you 3 hours of Christian Worldview News, prophecy in the making. 6 hours total, plus the outline I used to do the teaching, and a book entitled The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. All that for $25. And again, folks, I'm not in this to make a profit. Whatever we do have extra goes into the ministry. So they're available. All you have to do is call us, like I said, and tell us you want it. We'll get out to you as soon as possible. And I think that you'll be very pleased that you got it. That's all I can say about that. We're doing our best to get this stuff out to you as fast as we can. So anyway, with all that said, we're going to go right to our guest tonight. A man that I got to know, it's been several years ago now. I don't know how many years. It's been several years ago since I met Daniel by radio, by phone. Got to know who he is and talked to him about his food company, the New Manna Food. Got to try some of the food. And folks, I'm going to tell you what, and I'm going to say this as clearly as I possibly can. A lot of times you buy store-bought food, and there's nothing wrong with it. It may be good for you, and maybe it tastes pretty good. But Daniel's food tastes like fresh-bought food out of a can or a box, and I'm serious. It is really, really good food for store-bought food. And not only that, there's nothing added to it. It shouldn't be there. It's all natural. It's all made and grown in the U.S. of A. Kind of hard to do anymore with the way things are. But anyway, we're going to discuss that briefly and some other issues, too. Daniel, are you there?
I am here, brother. So good to be with you. Thank you for the introduction.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. We go back a few years now, don't we?
I can't, you know, time flies. I can't even believe it's probably been 7 years. Well, I don't even know. I don't even know.
Well, Joyce was still alive. We know that.
Yeah.
So that's been a while. You know, I've been on the radio over 31 years, and it seems like I've been on the radio maybe 10 or 15. That's how fast it goes by.
Oh, then it's probably 8 or 9 years. I think she died in 17. Wow. Yeah, it's probably 8 or 9 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, since I got to know you, I now have 3 great-grandsons.
So, you know,
things have changed over the years, including me. But nonetheless, you know, you've been involved in a lot of things. You were in talk radio for a while. You are still in the food business, still out there trying to produce a great product at a fair price. And I got to figure that's getting harder to do with the price increases and the scarcity of a lot of products. Is it getting harder to do?
Well, I'm going to expand on that a little bit, and everybody can see this real clear. We have a global economy. Now, we've argued back and forth whether a global economy is good or bad, and we can certainly see the disadvantages. There are some advantages of it, but you lose control or what have you. When you have a global economy and you're trying to buy, it doesn't matter if we're trying to, you know, almost all of our food is grown in the United States. Some of our spices are from, South and Central America, that kind of thing. But pretty much most of it is grown in America, but our buckets aren't. Some of the other different things, label. I mean, you'd be surprised about things about labels. So when you have a global economy, the biggest threat to a global economy, and I think your audience will understand this, see, there's two things, war and inflation. And that's what we stared right in the face, starting with Ukraine, the war. The inflation, started a little before that, but those two things threaten the global economy in ways you just can't even comprehend how many different ways they affect your bottom line of getting goods and services right to your door. And it's no different for us. So when you ask, has it affected? Yes, absolutely. It's affected us time-wise and money-wise and availability. So all these things, we're doing the same thing or going through the same things that many of you are. You go to a grocery store, and toilet paper's either there or it's not there. It's a little different dynamic. We're on a wholesale level looking for all these different products. We're putting a puzzle together. We're putting a 25-piece, 50-piece puzzle together, and you got a problem with one of those 25 pieces, you can have a real problem. Not just you think, oh, that's just a little thing. No, it's a big. It becomes a big thing if you can't solve it. So, yeah, it's a juggling act. It's a little more stable than it has been the last 3 years, certainly. But it's very weak compared to where the supply chain was 5-6 years ago. It's a different ball game, and we're very susceptible. And war and inflation is staring us right in the face in the future also. So that tells you what we're dealing with.
Well, on a percentage level in the last 5 years, what percentage would you say it has increased to is getting harder to find products and all you need?
That's been up or down. You know, obviously, you know, everybody remembers they couldn't find meat or toilet paper or whatever. So that over the last 5 years, that's been an up and down thing. And 1 month or 1 6-month period, it might be X. The next, it might be B or Y. And the next, it might be. So that's, you know, that's hard to answer. The percentage, I don't know. It fluctuates. If that makes, I don't know if that answers your question, but it makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. And does it have any rhyme or reason to it, or just odd things?
Both.
Okay.
I'm giving you clear answers, aren't I? You know, when you saw Ukraine, okay, one of the biggest fertilizer producers in the world is Ukraine and Russia, but for us, certainly Ukraine. So when, as soon as you saw that, that was obvious. You know, any kind of input, any kind of farming input, you know, needs fertilizer. So you got a problem across the board with certain things that are getting fertilizer or getting some other farm inputs. So that was that was easy to predict. Other things like, the silly labels or something. It's just something random comes up, some ship didn't dock or some, you know, what have you, or the ink ran out. I mean, and that's random, if that makes sense. So some are predictable and some are random.
Wow. And price increases percentage-wise over the last 5 years. I know the dollar has dropped in value 20% in 4 years, and that's a fact. So it had to really increase your wholesale prices.
Well, the government statistics, which you can take them, you can say they're valid or not valid. The government tells you that over the last, I think it's 5 years, maybe 6 years, that food prices have went up about 40%. That's what they tell you. So, and in some of those things, that's not true at all. Some products, it's closer to 100%. Meat is, you know, I can remember 5 or 6 years ago, you know, again, time goes right on by, but it wasn't 5 or 6 years ago, a pound of ground beef could have been $3 or so. I don't know if you were, I mean, do you recall that?
Oh, yes. I don't buy beef. I raise my own, but yes, I do.
So now you're staring, you know, even the lowest quality meat is $5+. So what does that tell you?
That's very true. Are they buying more store food because things are getting rougher? Are they buying more? Are they starting to use what they have bought?
I think the economy, the people feel the pinch of inflation. Inflation is such a silent killer to economy. You may be making more money, but I can buy less. I mean, I think people are understanding that now. Where 20 years ago, it just seemed, well, that's something that happens in Zimbabwe or Venezuela or Argentina or something. It doesn't happen in America. Well, we've really seen that in America, where people are having to make food choices compared to their light bill. So power bill, light bill, you know, those kind of things. So, and their concept of, hey, I'm not going to prepare for the future. I need to take care of today. So in some ways, people are more aware about storable foods, about the need for it, and in some ways, they're less prepared to be able to act on it because of their finances or whatever they're dealing with or what have you.
You know, and that's, it really is a catch-22. people that had ignored the facts that things could happen in the future, maybe back in the past, could have afforded to prepare a little better. Now that you're in this mess, it's hard to prepare yourself because you can't afford to buy groceries the way it is, much less buy extra. I mean, I know people personally that they're eating. I mean, they're still here, but they're cutting way back on things you used to buy. I guess you could say, like, maybe it was luxuries, something like maybe like a can of Cheese Whiz, you know, put on crackers. It's so expensive. Somebody told me the day they quit buying it. That's just one item. That just seems like nothing. But it is something, because for years we took for granted in this country. We had plenty of food and we had money to buy it with. But that's starting to not to be the case any longer. People are starting to realize things are not right in America, and for a lot of reasons. We're seeing riots pick up with the Palestinian-Israel war. We're seeing people becoming angry over, and they should be angry over the homosexual, transgender perverts running the streets. We're seeing civil war close to coming in this country. And I believe, I'm not prophesying dates and times. I know it's coming. And it could happen before the election. Who knows? But, and what better way to stall the election than have a civil war or go to all-out war, period. But it's coming. And if people think things are tough now, putting food on the table, what are they going to do whenever things are shut down because people riot in the streets and burning businesses? How are they going to buy food there when the stores aren't there? And we need to think about that, don't we?
Well, I've talked to so many people directly, indirectly, radio shows, in person, at conferences, what have you. And so many are of the mindset, well, I'll prepare when I feel like I need to. When those things happen, then I'll prepare. And I think COVID shook them up a little bit from that idea, but they still, it's almost seem that they're going back into that idea. People think, you mentioned the Civil War, or you mentioned some kind of unrest. If they keep holding on to that idea, they have zero understanding of how this whole deal works and how supply chains work and how shipping and what have you works. If there were to be some kind of large unrest, even regional unrest, depending on where it was, there is no way that we could ship you food. No way, no how. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. There's no way. And they have the mindset, well, I'll just wait till I see that. And, you know, I've encouraged people. I've been pretty straightforward with people. I've been on your show enough. I've been pretty accurate. I told you that eggs would cost $1 a piece, and they did hit $1 in some parts of the United States. I'm going to tell you again, they went down, it's going to come back up, but the egg is going to cost $1. I told you about the beef. I'm not prophesying. These are just observations that any halfway intelligent person in my position could make. These are just observations, not really, they're not even predictions. And so I'm telling you that any kind of disturbance, especially some kind of COVID-like deal, especially a health crisis like that, and I mean, God only knows what the ability to purchase things, ship things, buy things will look like. God only knows. Civil unrest, same thing. Your ability to buy food, your financial availability. See, there's two ways you can have a food shortage, right? There's not food at the store, and two, you don't have the money to buy it. There's two ways. Your ability to buy food in the future will be, as a whole in America, if something radically doesn't change, will be less than it is today. Just like it's less today than it was 5 years ago. Write it down. I can almost guarantee it, like I said, barring a miracle. So people can act on that or not. I mean, I'm not trying to beat people over the head. I come on these shows and I tell people what I see. They ask me for my perspective and I give it. We work on making the best product we can and helping people prepare. If you don't want to buy new manna, don't buy new manna. But think about what I'm telling you. Think about what you're doing in your own home. because pressure is coming down on you. And, you know, if y'all have listened to me for any length of time, I think you get the sense that I'm concerned about the United States, particularly the world, of course, but particularly our country. And I have some sense of understanding of what's going on in this country. So take it for what it's worth and do something. Don't do nothing. That's what I would say, Pastor.
Well, you know, we just saw a cargo ship take down a main corridor in Baltimore. And, of course, they said it was an accident. And I'm not going to get into that, whether it was or wasn't. That's not the point right now. But the point of it is that was a main trade route, that highway across that the strait there in Baltimore. If they would do that in three, four strategic places across this country, it would slow things down to a point that we would start seeing shortages of things because they have to take an alternative route. Or, of course, prices go up anyway then because they got to find other ways. It costs more to transport things. So these are things people need to take seriously. That was a small-scale thing compared to what it could be. And I do believe now we have the FBI and other agencies in government warning us that China is going to take down our infrastructure. I don't know what part or how. But they're saying they're going to do it. And if the food can't get transported, whether you get the money or not is beside the point. You can't get it. And I know, Daniel, we're spoiled. You're spoiled, I'm spoiled. We never went hungry in our lifetime unless we wanted to. Always been food in a store somewhere. And for a long time, people raised a lot of their own food. That's almost a thing of the past. But, you know, there was food on the store shelves to buy. You could find anything you wanted to. Just take a pick it up and go home and enjoy it. That's the way it was. But now it's changing that these supplies that we've been taking for granted for so long could literally come to an end, couldn't they?
Our biggest enemy, and what you're describing, is called normalcy bias. Normal, like normalcy, or alert, normal. What's normal to us? Normalcy bias. Everybody has it, especially in the West. Especially in the United States, we feel that life will continue as quote unquote normal because that's the way it's been for however many years. And so COVID was probably the first thing on a domestic that I can remember. And, you know, I can remember I was real small during the gas shortages of the late 70s. I mean, that was probably the first. Mate, when you went to the grocery store and there wasn't any meat, I mean, maybe there was, but maybe reason, but not on a national level. That was probably the first time in how many years that America couldn't go to the store and there wasn't meat right there. So it kind of shook us out of that, at least to look at something a little different. If you were in history right now, and you were looking back 50, 100 years, and you saw what was going on, here's what you would say. All right, let me look. We got foreign troops, every conceivable credible source is telling us that military platoons or whatever you want, action groups, splinter groups, sleeper cells are coming across our border. You have at least, well, I don't know what it is now, 120 plus food processing facilities either been permanently taken out or partially seriously damaged. You have things like the Key Bridge. Francis Scott Key wrote the Declaration of Independence. Think of the symbolism there in Baltimore, kicking out. You have the political system. You can't even trust the voting system. You have a school that teaches our children Marxism.
By the way, you mentioned Francis Scott Key wrote Star Spangled Banner.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know why I said it.
That's all right. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Thank you for jumping on that. Yes. You have schools that are teaching, I mean, forget the transgenderism. Before that, they weren't even teaching anything decent before this started. I mean, they were teaching Marxism, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, Charlotte Iserby, one of the most important books written in the last 50, 60 years. Very important book if you want to that's a whole nother subject. So you're looking at these different areas, the medical system, big pharma taken over by huge conglomerates making medical decisions against the Hippocratic Oath, against the patient-doctor relationship. I mean, you're looking at this is a full-spectrum war. That's what you would say. You would say these people are at war, and they are in jeopardy, and they are in danger. That's what you would say. I don't think 9 out of 10 people listening to this show, if you listed all these things we just talked about, the pastor talks about on this show, and this was happening 50 years ago in a foreign country, you'd say, those people at war, somebody's trying to take them over. That is what you would say. Well, we're sitting right here smack dab in the middle of it, and what do we say? We say, well, you know, things are just tough or whatever. You are at war. I'm at war. We are at war. It's a fifth-dimensional warfare. Gerald Flynn talks an awful lot about that. Other people, I think Gerald Flynn wrote a book about it, I think. That's just brilliant to help you to understand the attack on so you squarely what it means to be American, your values, what you value most is what is under attack. And if you're not able to separate yourself from this normalcy bias, then you are a complete victim. What NUMANA stands for, one of the main things is we're offering you a lifeboat. We're offering you options. I come on here to give you information. Whether you buy NUMANA or not, we're giving you options so that you can be prepared against this warfare, so that you can at least be a little independent, separate yourself, not be as vulnerable as all these things are coming towards you. Because they are. It's obvious. It's not obvious to us. I'm just like you said, I'm spoiled just like everybody else. I mean, we're spoiled. I have the same, I fight the same impulses that I'm warning you about. I'm a hypocrite just like, I mean, you know what I mean, Pastor? I mean, I'm going through the same process everybody else is. And trying to make, oh, it'll be this, it'll be that. Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't, but what we're offering is a no-lose investment and preparing well, you know, buying food you actually like, food you eat, you freeze the food price. Let's just say inflation is going to be the biggest. God, let's hope that inflation, just some, small to medium inflation is our biggest problem over the next 5 to 10. Let's pray that that's our biggest problem. And if that was our biggest problem, you're still just freezing your food price now. So this is a no-lose investment. This is what we're staring at. The time to act was yesterday, but you still have time now.
All right, folks, back at the break, 844-769-2944. Don't go away. This is
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling NUMANA Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give NUMANA a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to NUMANA.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Alrighty, folks, we're back here and talking to Daniel Breeden about a lot of things, folks. And Daniel does sell storable foods at a fair price for the best product out there in storable foods, period. I've eaten it. I know what I'm talking about. And if you want to call him sometime and talk to him, he'll give out a toll-free number in a minute. You can call and ask questions about the food. And he'll give you the website, too, in a minute, so get your pen and paper handy, okay? If you have any questions on your own, give us a call, 844-769-2944. Now, folks, I know we talk about things like this quite often because we care. Now, Daniel is not a direct sponsor of ours. Yes, he does help us. We actually package some products for him here. The seeds that he offers through the New Manna, I order them. I get them all non-GMO. They're all good seed. Heirloom seed, you can get it. We plan it again next year. We pack it for them here at our little facilities here with Call Decision. We're a team here. And Daniel has been with me now for several years trying to make things work. And he's, you know, I don't charge him a lot of money because Daniel's helping us with a lot of different ways. He's actually helping people, some of the girls here, find a little bit of work on the side, blowing seed sometimes. So, yeah, this is a team effort. But if I did not believe in what I'm saying, prepare yourself what's coming, I will not do this. I pray that you'll never need it. I hope you'll buy the store of food, and 10 years from now, things be hunky-dory, prices level out, you're making a good living. You say, well, gee, I'll just eat that stuff. Well, it's still good. You know, it's like, it's not going to go away. It doesn't just go away. It's tangible. You can always eat it or give it to somebody else that needs it. Now, these are things that we're just trying to tell you these things because we actually care enough to do that. This is a ministry. This is not a business for me. And Daniel, I don't know what else to say to add anything to that. But I'm doing my best to show people how sincere they truly are. Yeah, you make a living doing this. But you're trying your best to put out a good product to help people prepare. I know that I bought food back in at 2000. I bought store foods, actually 1999. And believe it or not, I still eat some of them from time to time. It's still good food. I won't say it's the best tasting food in the world, but it's still edible. So, folks, this stuff is something worth having. And I'm just saying that. Go ahead, Daniel.
Well, we got a coupon code. I don't know what if I can do. If I gave it to you, would you take it? I don't know. 20% off food. Use the code PASTORBUSH at checkout at Numana.com. Numana.com, 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Use the code PASTORBUSH at checkout. You'll get 20% off the food.
Wow.
So, my family, my wife and I, we want you to have something. Be prepared. Don't be a victim. If you can't afford whatever, call us. Call Pastor, whatever. We'll work with you, whatever. Really, if you're going hungry, call Pastor. Tell Pastor Butch. He'll call. I'll send you a bucket for free. At least you'll have some food now. The food's good enough to eat now. It's not just, some shoe leather you eat when you're starving. No, this is food you can eat now and be happy about. So we eat on a, I wouldn't say regular basis, but semi-regular basis. We mix this in with what we eat. And, it's important what you said. You bought food back in 2000. What happened? Well, if you have food that you mix in and you eat anyway, then you don't lose anything.
That's right.
That's what people don't understand. It's a mindset. It's a, let me store what I eat and eat what I store. So you're not just buying the manna. You're buying, you go to the store to buy, you normally buy two cans of tuna fish. Well, now buy three. If you can afford it, buy three. If you buy two bags of rice, well, buy three bags of rice. Or one bag of rice, buy two bags of rice. Whatever. So you have a holistic, your medicines, your herbs, your whatever. You normally buy whatever, five of one thing, well, buy six of one thing. And now you got extra and you're rotating. And you're becoming your own storehouse there. You're becoming your own solution. You're not susceptible. You're not a victim. You have faith. You're prepared. Your family is on board. You don't have to be, so often we get scared and we get in fear about this, that, and the other. You can only do so much. And God only expects so much from you. I mean, there's only so much you can do. So, but you can do this and just change your mindset. So if I could give you anything, if I could give something to you, I would give you the ability to change your mindset. Because that would be the most important. Change your mindset. And start thinking this way. Because you're at war. However you want to find they, on some level, it really doesn't matter who they is, but somebody is attacking our way of life. And they don't like it, and they want to bring it down, and they want to do the same for you on the individual and community, state and national levels. So if you have on a local, your own family is more stronger and resilient, they're going to have a problem with taking down all the rest of those components. How can you take down communities if families are resilient? How can you take down states if communities are resilient? How can you take down a country when the states are resilient? It starts with you listening. That's one, for years I've been on the radio. For years was studying these things. For years interviewing some of the brightest and best and just most dedicated minds out there. What one of the greatest lessons I learned, the power of the individual, or especially a family, the power of a family and or individuals of those families and what they can accomplish and their mind and with faith in God and faith in the truth, and a love of the truth. It's amazing what they can accomplish And so it is with you. And so if I was going to say, I want to leave you maybe a different mindset. I want to leave you with some hope. I want to leave you with a way forward, a path forward. You know, we're all in this together. And so we can believe it. We can rely on each other. And, you know, that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, the Bible tells us, obviously, in Matthew 24, I'm sure people read it many times about what's coming in the last days, and you know, the wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, famines, earthquakes. We're seeing that. Just had an earthquake in New Jersey. Things are changing a lot, folks. They really are. Now, we're not trying to scare you. My goodness, we're not trying to do that. That's not what we're here for. Just trying to tell you the Bible's coming to fruition. And, you know, when God told Noah he's going to destroy the earth, he's going to flood it, and he told Noah to prepare himself. Well, we're just trying to tell you the same thing. I'm not saying God's going to destroy the earth next week or next year or whenever. I'm just saying things are going to get tough financially, and food's not going to get any cheaper. Food is not going to get any cheaper. Now we have governors like Newsom in California raising minimum wage $20 an hour. Now fast food companies laying people off and closing some down and raising prices. You're not going to get ahead that way. That kind of thinking is running our country and it's ruining our country. And that's where we are today. Now, I'm not trying to get you all shook up and scared, but I'm trying to tell you to put something back. The worst that can happen is you eat it later. That's the worst thing that can happen. Why don't you give them a call at 888-597-0775. It won't hurt you at all to do that. Go ahead.
I want to mention about, now, when you call, we got different buckets. And the reason that sometimes people are confused, well, I don't know where to begin. When we started our company, we started in our basement, my wife and I. And we would go to tons of prepper shows, and we were just barely starting, and we had what we offered, what we thought, here's the best way we can do this. And it was the best thing ever that could happen to us, because we had thousands and thousands of people come to us. We met them. They tasted our food. They looked at our configurations and how we had it, and they told us, I like this, don't like this, this is what I like about other companies, this is what I don't like about other companies. And we configured the buckets. It's a variety of foods, easy to fix, in resealable Mylar bags, over-engineered bags. We configured the mixes exactly like they told us. We're not that smart, and we're not that dumb. We're not too dumb to not listen to them, and we're not smart enough to figure it out ourselves. This is what you told us. So I'm pretty much with confidence, I can say 80 to 90% of people listening, you're going to like exactly how we configured these buckets, because this is exactly what you told us that you wanted. And can you compare apples to apples? Ours is a better value than what's out there, and it's better. I think it's better. Thousands and thousands of people would agree. So we have family standard family packs. We have Defender packs, which has mixes of meals and superfoods and sprouting seeds in them. We have no gluten buckets for people, no gluten. That we made a no gluten bucket because people were telling us, "Hey, my little girl, she can't have gluten. What am I going to do?" And so enough people said that, I said, I'll tell you what, we'll make a no-gluten bucket. We came up with organic because we wanted it certified organic, certified non-GMO, proven, and heavy metal tested, pesticide tested. This is what people wanted. This is what we did. We were laughed at. We were the first company to do this. We were the pioneer in organic food storage. And when we went to do it, we were literally laughed at, the people that we went to talk to, hey, how can we do this? What have you? This is, why are you doing this? Well, we're doing it because people want it, because I want it, my family wants it, and the people we talk to, I think enough of them want it, so this is what we want to do. And was it a hard road? Yeah, it was. It was like cutting through a jungle with a machete. There was no path. There was no path on this. There was no 1-800 organic food storage you could call to figure this out. We had to figure it out. So these are the options, the different water options, water filters. We have Purify water, could store the water with no bacteria in it, so it actually lasts. If anybody's tried to store water, they know the problem with water is that it gets bacteria in it and it multiplies. So you can have confidence in all these things, and you can choose. It's all the thinking. I don't want to take the thought away from you, but this is what everybody's told us. This is why we have these buckets like that. So it made it very simple. You just go look at the buckets and the different varieties, see which one works for you, and you just buy that bucket and buy some for your family, however much time you want to have food for, or how many people, what have you. We've made it simple for you. I don't know what else to do, Pastor. Well, that, I can't do anything.
You've done all you can do. And before we go to call here, you mentioned if somebody is hungry that you want to help them.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and expand on that a little bit if you don't care.
Anybody who's listening right now, if you look, don't be ashamed, whatever. We've all had problems in our life, whatever. I don't care what the situation is, especially a veteran, especially if you know a veteran. Call Pastor Butch. You don't even have to call us. You can be embarrassed, whatever, or call whatever you want. I don't care. Call Pastor Butch. Just tell him, hey, you know, I really could use a bucket, or I only have, you know, I can afford $50. Could you, whatever. I will work with you. Our company will work with you because that's part of our mission, what we do. And we're here to help people have food. So you get a hold of Pastor Butch. You tell them, hey, this is what we're dealing with. This how many people in our family. This is our situation. We'll support you. We'll help you as we can, and we can help you. Thanks to so many great customers and people like Pastor Butch supporting us over the years, we can't support everybody in the world, but we can support some. And so you call us, and we'll do what we can. And, you know, you mentioned heart drops. Or I wanted to – those heart drops, you talk about something for your health. The biggest cause of death in America is heart disease, heart failure.
Yep.
Number one, not cancer, it's heart failure. And those heart drops, I sold, you know, anybody heard me on the radio knows that we backed a lot of products and we brought a lot of great products to market. Those heart drops were the most profound product that we ever sold. When I say profound, I mean the most dramatic, health-changing. People were losing their limbs because of diabetes. The doctors were telling them they had a bypass scheduled, literally. Or, hey, in 6 months, if this doesn't improve, we're going to cut off this or whatever. Literally. And the heart drops reversed that, and the doctors canceled surgeries. They were able to keep their limbs. I know that those heart drops are made. So one of the things you need to worry about your health going forward, and one of the most profound products I've ever seen is those Strauss heart drops, ladies and gentlemen. So I just wanted to put that in there.
Well, thank you. And folks, we offer them here. I'll share this. Share last week. I'll share again very quickly. My brother, youngest brother, you're about a year and a half younger than I am, Daniel, was in stage 2 kidney failure. He started on the kidney drops a year, 6 months, 8 months. I don't know how long it's been. Went back to the doctor, and his kidneys are back 100% function. Now, that's a fact, folks. My brother will tell you that if you want to ask him. They work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I'm not trying to make a biblical claim. Let me get that straight.
No, just telling the facts.
Right. I'm just telling you what happened. He's telling you. I'm telling you what people on the radio show used to call and tell us. I mean, we got free speech in America. Big Pharma can't stop us from saying, I'm telling you what happened.
Amen. And folks, if you do need help, if you really need help, we're going to trust you in that. You call us the office. I'll be in office Thursday all day from 9 to 4. You want to talk to me personally, call in, and I'll talk to Daniel, or I'll get you in touch with Daniel. We want to help. If you don't go hungry, if we can help you, we will. I know we can't feed you ever, forever. It gets to a tight spot, okay? Let's get on the phone. Let's go to Art in Pennsylvania. Art, come on in.
Pastor Butch, Daniel, I want you to, and the audience, to think about something that hasn't been brought up tonight. America and the world, when was the last time we went through a major cataclysmic event? Now, to my knowledge, in this country, It was in the 1850s, 1860s, when there was a CME, coronal mass ejection event, I think it was. And we didn't have transistors and computers back then, and it still wreaked havoc. Now, nowadays, with the transistors and computers, and I want you to also think about people's mindset back then. They were much more independent. Even through the Great Depression, people were completely much more independent than they are now. Now, you know, everybody seems to think, it hasn't been brought up, we are long, long overdue for a worldwide kind of a cataclysmic event. Long overdue.
That's a great point. Would you say art?
Art.
That's a great point, Art. It's called the, I think it's called the Carrington event. I think it was called about the, there were some in 1815, I want to say 59, I could be wrong. There were some telegraph wires that were up, and it was in the infancy of telegraph, and it destroyed every one of them.
And, yes. That was before.
The horse and buggy wasn't bothered, but we don't ride the horse and buggies anymore, ladies and gentlemen. we don't.
Unless you're Amish. No, we don't. No, we don't.
That's a great point, Art. You know, I would say probably in America, you know, we're talking about disruptions in our lives. COVID was a disruption to a certain degree, smaller degree. The gas shortage. I mean, the first thing I can even think of, my grandparents would talk about all the time, was the Depression. That's the first thing I can talk about in any kind of recent history that was a complete shakeup of our way of life. I would say the Depression. And then what you said, you know, some sort of natural occurrence like this. I mean, if that happens tomorrow, they've already done the studies. The government's already done the studies. Somebody without food, I think it's 3 days, they'll steal. You can take some of the most moral people there are. In 3 days without food, they'll steal. 7 days without food, they'll kill. The government knows this. And so something like this happens, there won't be any food at the Walmart. Zero. Anyway, that's a good point, Art.
Ordinary people are going to become absolute monsters.
That's true. Very true.
Oh, Butch, the pastor, the Chinese event that you had mentioned, it's called Operation Volt Typhoon. Supposedly it's going to be a cyber attack on America.
Uh-huh. Okay. By the way, Art, be sure and get me your address again. I had a listener send some money to you. I want to get it to you, but I need your address. If you send me a physical address, call me Thursday and give it to me, or email me, whatever you want to do, but get to me when you can, okay?
I missed the first part of that.
I say, a listener sent some money. I need your physical address.
Oh.
So give me your address. Call me Thursday and give it to me Thursday.
Not over the phone, Art. Not on the air, Art.
Just give it to me Thursday in the office. Give me a call Thursday and send me your address, please, or give me your address.
I can do that.
If you don't want to give them your address, if they're sending money, you can give them my address.
Oh, Daniel, you'd like that, now wouldn't you?
Yeah, who doesn't like to get money in the mail?
But seriously, Art, you do that Thursday. Call me, please, because the listener trusts me to get it to you, and I want to do that. Okay.
Very good.
All right. Thanks for the call, Art. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. All right,
that's
folks, 844-769-2944. Art's having some financial problems right now, Daniel. He's having a hard time financially, and people are trying to help a little bit. And to keep
Let's send him something while we get his address. Let's send him some food.
When he gets the address to me, I'll get it to you. How's that?
Absolutely. Art, if you're listening, I assume you're still listening, go look on our website, see which one you like the best or what you like the best, and we'll send it to you.
Well, that's fair enough. And folks, lines open, like I said, 844-769-2944. The number to call Numana is this, 888-597-0775. Call Daniel, or you may talk to Todd. when you call Todd Fairborn, call and talk to him. Tell him what you want. Let them help you with it. Don't be ashamed if you need help with a bucket of food. Please, folks, don't be embarrassed. Please. We'd be honored. I know Daniel would be honored to help you if he can. It's not a burden. He's offering to do that. He wants to do that. Don't let yourself do without. Maybe it'll feed you for a few days or a week or two, but it's okay. Don't be ashamed to ask. Please. That's what we're here for.
Let me tell you something about the phone number, too, because a lot of people, they'll call. If they can't guess directly, they'll leave a message. And then when we go to call back, they never answer because they don't recognize the phone number. So when you if you call us, we'll call you back. But a lot of times, sometimes people won't answer because of whatever. They just see a weird number. So just be aware of that, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to call you back sometimes. I know Todd has talked to me about that. So just be aware. You leave a message with a number, and then we call you back. You got to answer. We're not trying to sell you car insurance. We're calling you back. So we're not trying to tell you, about your car warranty expiring or whatever these spam calls are all the time. So just be aware of that, if you would.
Okay. Again, folks, 888-597-0775. We're down about the last minute and a half. Daniel, what do you want to say in closing?
I want to tell you thank you. You know, you people like you, you especially, you've done this a long time. They're not appreciated as much as they should be. And I hope, it's an honor to be involved with you.
Well, thank you.
That's why one of the reasons we're here is because of what you've been trying to do here for a long time. It's important. And there's so many people. Well, there's not many people like you, that's for sure. But there's a lot of people out there trying to do something. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to do something, do the best they can. When I was on the radio, I understand what that means. It's hard. And people, I hope people appreciate that. I hope people realize that, support you, what have you. It deserves your support, and we're here for you. To use the code Pastor Butch at checkout to get a big discount. We believe in people. We believe in God, certainly. And God has a purpose for this country, and it's not done. And we need to be in a situation where we can be used and we can be ready. Because there's a lot of forces that want to take that away.
Amen. Well, Daniel Brinkman, thank you again, folks. 888-597-0775. Tomorrow night, by the way, just been me and you. We're going to discuss some things. Okay? See you there. And Daniel, thanks a lot. I'll be talking to you in the future, my friend.
God bless.
God bless. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.